I'm not talking to Anna. I don't care that she asked for forgiveness. I'm not forgiving her.
So even though Jesus forgave everything you've ever done wrong, you can't forgive this one thing? Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach and I'm glad that you're listening. When I was in the second grade, I had a friend named Josh, and he told the whole class that I liked to eat paper, and for weeks everyone made fun of me. That really hurt, and it took a long time before I finally forgave him. Do you struggle to forgive others too? It may feel like you're letting the other person get away with it when you forgive them, but remember what Jesus did for you. He forgave you for every bad thing you've ever done, and he wants you to do the same for others. It's just like it says in Colossians 3:13. Don't be angry with each other, but forgive each other. Forgive others because the Lord forgave you. Our story today is called Cleanup Needed. Natalie grinned as Mom put a plate of spaghetti in front of her little brother. You'll have to wash Landon's hair when he's done. He always makes a mess. Mom smiled. I know, but it's worth it. He loves spaghetti. Feeling her phone buzz, Natalie took it out of her pocket and frowned when she saw that her friend Anna had texted her. A week ago, Anna had said something hurtful, and Natalie was still angry. She ignored the message and jammed her phone back in her pocket. "Who's texting you?" asked Mom. Natalie shrugged. "Nobody, just Anna." Mom studied Natalie's face. "Are you still mad at her? I thought she apologized for what she said." "She did. But I still don't want to talk to her." She glanced at her little brother and laughed. "Look at Landon. He's got spaghetti sauce all over him." Mom laughed too. "You know, Natalie, Landon is too little to clean himself up. So if nobody gave him a bath, he'd always be a mess, wouldn't he?" "He sure would. He'd have all kinds of food on his face and in his hair." Natalie grinned. "He needs help." "Yes, he does," Mom agreed. "We're like him in that way. We need help, too." I think I'm old enough to clean myself up, Mom," Natalie said. "I'm not talking about washing your face and hair. I'm talking about sin." "Oh, well, you're right. I can't clean up my own sin. Jesus had to do it for me." "That's right," said Mom. "He forgave your sins when you trusted in him, and now you're clean, and he wants you to show others forgiveness." Natalie sighed. "You're talking about Anna, aren't you?" Mom nodded. "You have the power to forgive because Jesus has made you clean. Don't hold on to anger and bitterness over what she said. Talk to her and work it out." Mom wiped spaghetti sauce off Landon's face, then picked him up to take him to the bathtub. After all, clean faces shouldn't have smudges, and clean hearts shouldn't hold grudges, she said with a wink. Natalie smiled and took out her phone to text Anna. So how about you? Is there something you need to forgive? Don't hold a grudge when someone says or does something hurtful. Remember that Jesus has forgiven you for all your sins and has made you clean. Because he's done that, you can show his love and forgiveness to others. Forgive others when they hurt you. And by the way, forgiveness is not the same as trust. If someone has hurt you in a way that makes you feel unsafe, tell a trusted adult. Our key verse is Colossians 3:13.
Don't be angry with each other, but forgive each other. Forgive others because the Lord forgave you.
And our key thought for the day, forgive others. Imagine you're on a long road trip and you've got another 6 hours to go. What are you going to do with all that time? Why not join the Morrisons down Gilead Lane or Bryce and Ashley on Red Rock Mysteries? CDs and downloads are 20% off on the summer road trip sale. And you can get Red Rock Mysteries books for 20% off too. Find the summer road trip sale at keysforkids.net and click shop. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.